Welcome to No Compromise Radio, a ministry coming to you from Bethlehem Bible Church in West Boylston. No Compromise Radio is a program dedicated to the ongoing proclamation of Jesus Christ, based on the theme in Galatians 2, verse 5, where the Apostle Paul said, "But we did not yield in subjection to them for even an hour, so that the truth of the gospel would remain with you." In short, if you like smooth, watered-down words to make you simply feel good, this show isn't for you. By purpose, we are first biblical, but we can also be controversial. Stay tuned for the next 25 minutes as we're called by the divine trumpet to summon the troops for the honor and glory of her King. Here's our host, Pastor Mike Abendroth.
Welcome to No Compromise Radio Ministry. My name is Mike Abendroth, and you know when you first wake up in the morning and you seem more nasally, the intonations are more nasalic. Isn't he D.A. Carson's protege? Well, we have a slogan, always biblical, always provocative, always in that order. And it's probably in NoCo time, probably in late November, right, Fred? But in real time, it happens to be Halloween. Happy Halloween. And if you'd like some special articles on why you should celebrate Halloween, you can probably go to Ref 21. I don't know. Ever since Carl left, it's not the same. Although I think he sometimes is on there. I have a special case now that I'm getting my iPad out of. It's some OtterBox. It's pastorally indestructible. I dropped my iPad mini at the gym on the Sabbath. Maybe it was judgment. I wanted to ride my bike on the Sabbath, but it was too windy and rainy, so I went to the gym and I was working on a sermon. And then I dropped my iPad. It was on the Sunday night IBS class. And there you have it. We have an Institute for Biblical Studies class, usually on Tuesdays, but we switch it to Sunday nights. And my view of class is you actually have to work. Yeah, I know it's kind of funny, isn't it? That if you set up an arrangement in your church environment where there's auditing of classes, you will get plenty of auditors. Some will go above and beyond, and they will really work hard and do extra things and read and try to apply themselves, and the Spirit of God will work in them and move through them as they rely on Him and His power. And a lot of people just coast. So I learned from pretty much Tommy Nelson, discipleship, you can either fail or you can succeed, but there are things to do, and you buy yourself back. You earn your way back the next time by doing some homework. On Sunday nights here at the church, I'm requiring memory verses, take your wife out on a date, write down how long you prayed, a variety of different things, read a chapter, memorize verses, did I say that? And we're having people drop out, they don't want to do the work. And I think, here's what I think if you don't want to do some of the work for the marriage, then maybe you just are satisfied with having a marriage that could be better, but you just won't do the work. Now, if you have a sick child or something like that, I understand that's a little different. I have in front of me, so anyway, on radio, here's my point. I was wondering what my point was. My point in radio is that you could just audit this class. See? See how nice that is? I'm taking my jacket off. I'm sitting here in my studio, in my office, my down jacket on. Halloween. Boo. But you can audit radio. That's the nice thing. That's why we have so many listeners. I don't think we have that many listeners, but back to the show. Always biblical, always provocative, always in that order. If you want to do a favor for me, then you just tell people where to send the money. No, you don't send money. You just tell them, oh, here's a show. And we do learn some things, but there's some humor in there. And I didn't really want to come in today to do these shows. It's Saturday morning. I'm sitting there having a cup of coffee, reading Hebrews chapter 2. And I thought, oh, you got to go feed the bear. It's the bear that never ends. Ridiculous reads 10 crazy quotes from televangelists. Now, I don't get cable TV because I'm godly. I have satellite. No, I don't have that either. In the old days, we would have to turn on Channel 40. I think it was Channel 40 in Los Angeles to get Benny Hinn, This Is Your Day. I think that was the show. And when you first get saved, you love to watch this stuff, and then your wife says, "What are you doing watching all these crazy people?" Once in a while, I'll play it for the kids, and we'll just say to ourselves, "How can people be so gullible? How can people buy into Creflo Dollar's view of the atonement bringing financial prosperity?" We did some NOCO videos recently, one on Creflo Dollar, one on C.S. Lewis, one on N.T. Wright. Those all are popular. The one that I talked about, you know, parting words to my mother on her deathbed, those don't get downloaded so much. This is the Christian Post. I don't think I've haven't been on the Christian Post for maybe a year. There's lots of Christian Post things that are helpful for radio, for ministry. Not so much. You are God. You are God. 10 crazy things. 10 crazy things. You are God. Paul Crouch, Kenneth Copeland, and Creflo Dollar teach that we are gods, according to ChristianPost.com. Ridiculous reads, 10 crazy quotes from televangelists. It's got a little thing under here from the ad. They took a snapshot of the YouTube. And underneath it, it says Kia. Kia Forte, starting at $15,990. I am a little God. I have his name. I am one with him. I am in covenant relationship. I am a little God. Critics, be gone. Copeland, you are anything that he is. It's kind of old because I think Paul Crouch is no longer alive. But you are gods. Creflo Dollar, you are God's little G, he says. Okay. Holy Ghost machine gun. There's a picture of Benny Hinn pointing at the camera with another Kia Forte ad. He wants to kill his critics with, quote, a Holy Ghost machine gun. Sometimes I wish God would give me a Holy Ghost machine gun. I'll blow your head. I'd blow your head off. I could be mistaken on that one, but I think that was directed to the one and the only John MacArthur. How about that? And they talk about his strange fire stuff. You know, when you wake up in the morning and you don't really want to do the radio show, it shows. No. And then you just speak your mind. It is pretty pathetic when the strange fire critics won't critique their own to the same level that they critique John MacArthur. Cessationism. Well, that's what we should probably do a show on here. I haven't done one of those for a while. Not a show, but on cessationism. Okay, my wife keeps texting me. What does she need? All right. It says here, last year, I don't know when this was printed. This is printed this year, so I'm assuming it was last year. The granddaughter of Trinity Broadcasting Network founders Paul and Jan Crouch sued her former attorneys and released damaging information about the TV's network leadership. Following her lawsuit, this video was shown. This one has a Kia Cadenza, starting at $34,900. Following her lawsuit, this video was shown on TBN's program Behind the Scenes. Paul Crouch says that he attended the funerals of two TBN critics. Wow. I don't know what it means that he's now dead, but God help anyone, Paul said, who would try to get in the way of TBN, which was God's plan. I have attended the funeral of at least two people who tried. Well, this next screenshot, I don't even know if I want to talk about it. But it is Benny Hinn's wife, and you can guess it's a Holy Ghost what? She said, Susan said in a video, if your engine is not revving up, you know what you need? You need a Holy Ghost something because God won't tolerate it. Sometimes I don't have much discretion, but this morning I feel like I should be more discreet when she talks about stupid things like that. Now the next one, number 5. Faith healer kicks people to heal them. This is a Kia Kava or something, Kia Coupe, Forte Coupe, 18590 Kia. faith healer kicks people to heal them. Okay. Lakeland, Florida. Todd Bentley, 2008. You know, when God tells you to kick somebody in the face. And there is this old lady worshiping right in front of the platform, and the Holy Ghost spoke to me. The gift of faith come on me, as I see. He said, kick her in the face. Okay. And I'm the weird one for being a cessationist. I have said many times that when... Where's my notes? That when there's a cessationist that says something dumb, I'll call them out and say, hey, that was pretty dumb. But we're the Michael Browns of the world who should be calling out this kind of stuff. Instead, he goes on Benny Hinn's show. I'm the weird one who would say there are three time periods where God did special sign gifts. If you take the history of the universe, let's say 10,000 years, it's my show, and you put red pins on the map, if you've got a linear timeline, you would find three groupings, three clumps. If you're a shotgun shooter or you just like to shoot guns, you see how you aim kind of at the same spot. Well, you always aim at the target, the center of the target, but you see little groupings. The groupings would be around three areas. Moses and Joshua, right between about 1445 BC to 1380 BC, 50 to 70 years, right in there, 65 if you want to be closer to exacts. Elijah and Elisha would be another grouping, 800 to 735, that's BC, another 65 years. And then you've got the third grouping, the third cluster. Now, there might be a stray one here or there, but the three main clusters, three main groupings, Moses and Joshua grouping one, let's make those red clusters, Elijah and Elisha, that is... Oh, we make those what color? Yellow. And then Christ and the Apostles, about 70 years. So all about the same time frame, 65, 65, 70 years, we'll make those color, that color purple. See how we do that? It's the royal color. Those three primary periods, God is working supernatural sign gifts. Why do you think that would be? I mean, what's the purpose behind that? And when I was even reading this morning in Hebrews chapter 1 and then chapter 2, even attesting in the past tense, while God also bore witness by signs and wonders and various miracles and by gifts of the Holy Spirit distributed according to his will with the Holy Ghost machine gun and kick him in the face. We'll get you. That's the next slogan that's coming up, by the way. Hino has been wonderful. Happy Hinoween. That has been fun. Hino has been circling the globe around and around. And the next one's going to be the single word of, I don't want to talk about it anymore. Forget you. That's a single word. I don't know if you knew that or not, but I'll tell you the story behind it. One day, I am supposed to be the crazy one for thinking that supernatural sign gifts are to confirm the credentials of the message and the messenger. Now, I'm the weird one. You go figure that one out. How does that work? Well, it doesn't work very well when you have crazy charismatics. There are some that I'm sure would say, well, these people on the extreme, on the fringe, outside that, kind of sanity world, have nothing to do with what I believe. I just wish there were more people who would say that instead of getting on Benny Hinn and then saying, well, I didn't really know what he taught. When my daughter was 7, she knew what Benny Hinn taught. People that don't know Benny Hinn's theology, it's pretty hard to find. You go to India, people know it. You go to South Africa, they know it. Third world countries, they know it. The sign gifts confirm the message and the messenger. And if you don't have books of the Bible, the complete canon, how do you know the person is saying the right thing? Well, when they can do supernatural things, then you say, I think God is confirming and authenticating, I don't know why I almost couldn't say that word, authenticating the messenger and the message. That's what I'm after. And so if you want to look at Hebrews chapter 2, you'd like to look at 1 Kings chapter 18, the message and the messenger are to be confirmed. Now, you have a faulty message, you don't understand salvation, soteriology, anthropology, and then you want to get up and basically earn money and put on a show when you have 500,000 people flock to Lakeland, Florida. I mean, they'll just go anywhere. I mean, that's, if you want me to offend people, well, if people will buy Dunkin' Donuts coffee and think it's the best, then I guess they'll do everything else. Okay, if you get a dark roast turbo, I guess I can live with that. Dan sent me a thing today that said that cats essentially are evolving into things that will try to kill you. It's true. Confirm the credentials. So God is going to tell you to kick somebody in the face to confirm what? And to confirm what? Well, Moses, the first prophet, he hears God's word, and then he does miracles to what? God does miracles to validate Moses, right? And everything Moses said, if he predicted something, it came true. The miracles that he had were confirmed. Matter of fact, I'm going to just look up Deuteronomy. I've been studying Deuteronomy in Abner Chow's lectures, and you ought to as well. Excellent stuff. If a prophet or dreamer of dreams arises among you and gives you a sign or a wonder, and the sign or wonder that he tells you comes to pass, and if he says, let us go after other gods which you have not known, and let us serve them, you shall not listen to the words of that prophet or that dreamer of dreams, for the Lord your God is testing you to know whether you love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. Shall walk after the Lord your God and fear him and keep his commandments and obey his voice, and you shall serve him and hold fast to him. But that prophet of that dreamer of dreams, shall be put to death because he has taught rebellion against the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt and redeemed you out of the house of slavery to make you leave the way in which the Lord your God commanded you to walk. So you shall purge the evil from your midst. Purge it. Elijah, same thing. 1 Kings 18, as I referred to earlier. And at the time of the offering of the oblation, Elijah the prophet came near and said, O Lord, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known that this day you are the God in Israel, and that I am your servant, and that I have done these things at your word. Confirming. Now, my question, you know the charismatics, they like to say, show me one verse in the Bible saying the things have ceased, the sign gifts have ceased. Well, maybe with the same enthusiasm, I ask you the question. Show me one verse in the Bible while I still need ongoing revelation. When I have a sufficient word, and I have a complete canon, and now I, Mike Abendroth, can tell you if somebody's teaching the right thing or not. Jesus comes along. Remember those three periods? Let's have about 65 years for each. 65 years Moses, Joshua, that's the clumping one. 65 years Elijah and Elisha, that's clumping two. And Christ and the apostles, clumping, grouping, cluster three. What were our colors again? Green, yellow, and purple, along our linear little cluster map, flannel graph. That is the time that God is giving new revelation. That's the main time. You say, well, there's a stray pin or needle somewhere else. That's true. But the primary purpose of Jesus, when you look at him in his miracle work, was to confirm his credentials. He is the final prophet. He is the ultimate messenger. He is the prophet that will come along that's greater than Moses, a la Deuteronomy 18. When they saw the sign that he had done, John 6:14, they said, this is indeed the prophet who is to come into the world. Supernatural sign gifts confirm the message and the messenger. And I'm talking supernatural sign gifts. People being raised from the dead with detractors around. See, what I always find fascinating is the sign gifts that were the signs that were done in the Old Testament, New Testament, in those three groupings, cluster areas. If you were an unbeliever, if you were a skeptic, if you were a doubter, if you were a religious fraud, phony instructor, teacher, somebody else, the CNNs of the world, Reuters, you would say it was done. And even those teachers knew Jesus is doing something, but maybe it's by Satan, Beelzebub, something else, some other Lord of the Flies kind of deal, because I don't know how to explain it, but he's doing it. These people knew. Of course, with the Benny Hinn, Todd Bentley frauds of the world and the TBN hucksters. I didn't say Huskers. I know the Huskers, they've lost, what, 8 games so far this year? These hucksters, huckleberries, Huckleberry Finn, Huckleberry, what are the kind of huckleberries do we have? Huckleberry Jam. I was just somewhere and they had Huckleberry Jam. I think that must have been in Branson, Missouri. I should, Lord willing, be at the Contend Conference. That is December 30th, 31st, January 1st, maybe in 2nd, 2015 into 16. That's down at Memphis with the high school college students. It's free. I think you should register. Jesse Johnson. Who else? Mike Riddle, Brandon House, Contend. Just Bible teaching. I don't even think there's really songs of Bible teaching and just more Bible teaching. So that's coming up. Where else? What else is happening? And then the Branson, Missouri. It's not going to be Elk Ridge Boys this year, the big Worldview Weekend Conference. My friend Mike Jenner will be there. And I think Jesse will be there as well. That's going to be end of April. End of April. I like the Oak Ridge Boys Theater because then I get to watch the Oak Ridge Boys for free, even though I'm not a very country kind of guy. Okay, back to the point here. When you read John 7:31, yet many of the people believed in him. They said, when the Christ appears, will he do more signs than this man has done? Acts 2:22, Peter. Men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested to you by God with mighty works and wonders and signs that God did through him in your midst, as you yourself know. B.B. Warfield, miracles belong to revelation periods. Period, I might add, B.B. Benjamin Breckenridge Warfield. Miracles belong to revelation periods. See, doesn't that make sense? So when people have a story, and this is how they do it regularly, often. Well, what about that thing that happened in Sri Lanka where that one missionary went down there and so sudden such happened? And they give anecdotal evidence, and how am I supposed to refute that? They don't even know if it's true or not. Well, I heard they gave some speaking in tongues, and they started doing a language they never learned, and a bunch of people got saved, and aren't you glad people got saved? Green clusters, yellow clusters, purple clusters. Did you notice how in the middle of the Lakers' colors, we put the Celtics? I just want you to remember cluster theology. Moses and Joshua, cluster 1, 65 years. Elijah, Elisha, time of the prophets, right? Cluster number 2, 65 years. Jesus and the apostles, right? The New Testament's being written. Cluster 3, 70, but let's call it 65 years. 65 plus 65, class, is 130. Plus 65 is 195. So let's just stretch it for the sake of fun. In the history of the world, all right, I'm saying 10,000 years, we have 200 years where there are miracles. And they are miracles that are confirming what God's messenger is saying, therefore confirming the messenger of said saying. And then we have somebody going to put waffle stompers on hiking boots and kick somebody in the face. And then we still go there and we still send money. It is crazy. It is loco. It is bamboozlement. Don't get bamboozled. Mike Abendroth, No Compromise Radio.
No Compromise Radio with Pastor Mike Abendroth is a production of Bethlehem Bible Church in West Boylston. Bethlehem Bible Church is a Bible-teaching church firmly committed to unleashing the life-transforming power of God's Word through verse-by-verse exposition of the sacred text. Please come and join us. Our service times are Sunday morning at 10:15 and in the evening at 6. We're right on Route 110 in West Boylston. You can check us out online at bbcchurch.org or by phone at 508-835-3400. The thoughts and opinions expressed on No Compromise Radio do not necessarily reflect those of WVNE, its staff, or management.